ओमा पवित्रा पवित्रो वा सर्वावस्तम गतोपिजा यस्मरेत पुंडरीकाक्षम साभायाभ्यंतरा सुचि purified or unpurified, or even having passed through all situations of life, one who remembers the beautiful lotus-eyed Supreme Personality of Godhead is purified both within and without. On behalf of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and our Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Parampara, we begin this ceremony of initiation. The purpose of initiation is to purify the consciousness, to restore its original natural state. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Satya Kabunoi Sravanadi Sudhi Cheti Kodiye Udoi. The pure ecstatic love for Krishna is the dormant nature of the spirit soul. Since time immemorial, we have forgotten that. Coming in contact with material existence, like a drop of water falling from the sky, we have lost our transparency. And due to the mud of the false ego, we accumulate more and more desires, attachments, and aversions that distract our attention away from our true spiritual nature. Jivera Swarupoi Krishnera Nityadas. To love means to serve. Service to Krishna is the only joy for the Atma, the soul. But looking for that same enjoyment through the destructible objects of this world is the very root of all suffering. And yet, material civilization is under the misconception that the very activities that perpetuate suffering are mistaken to be the solution to the problem. We try to eliminate our frustrations, our anxieties, through accumulating more desires for material enjoyment. But the Lord comes to this world and empowers His beloved representatives to teach us an idea that is actually totally opposite from material consciousness. We are not enjoyers. We are servants. And in that service is the ultimate, everlasting enjoyment that we are all yearning for. Because Krishna is all attractive. Krishna is the supreme lover and the supreme object of love. And he reciprocates according to how we approach him. When we approach Krishna with an attempt to serve with love, then we can recognize Krishna reveals his infinite love for us. This is the greatness of Bhagavan. There are unlimited spirit souls, far more than there are sun rays emanating from the sun. But yet, as the Paramatma, Krishna has a personal, individual, unique relationship with each soul, sitting with us through every situation of life, through every species we may travel through. He's our most intimate, loving friend, just waiting for us. And as Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, even more so, the Lord has the power to most personally, individually, and intimately shower his love upon every single jivatma. Millions and billions and trillions of times more personal and intimate than anyone could possibly be with us in this world. That is how Krishna is with every soul. When we open our hearts, clear our consciousness to receive his love. Bhakti is the science by which we can clear our consciousness and realize this very essence within ourselves. It has always been the ultimate goal of life. In different ages, the Lord recommends processes that are appropriate for that purpose, according to the capacity of the people to follow. But in all cases, tapo divyam putra kayena sattvam, the human life is meant for the purpose of tapasya. Spiritual life, real spiritual life, is shushukam karatam avyayam. It is joyful, but at the same time, there has to be, in order to access that joy, there must be the willingness to endure hardships for the higher purpose of devotion. Therefore, Krishna tells in Gita, Vyavashayat makabudhir ekeha kurunandana bahushaka hyanantascha budhayo vyavashayanam. It's very interesting. In different verses of Gita, Krishna is explaining different aspects of what is required. Rajavidya, Rajaguyam, Pavitramitamuttamam, Pratyakshavakamuttam, Shushukam Karatamavyayam. That this is the king of knowledge, the most secret of all secrets. And it's also joyfully performed. But then Krishna says, those who are on this path are resolute in purpose. Their aim is one. Dhritavrata, they have determination. Determination means they're willing to endure great losses. They are willing to endure great hardships. They are willing to endure even apparent suffering to remain faithful and true to the ideal of bhakti. Is this a contradiction? In this world, we usually think that joyful things are very easy. We don't usually think about joyful things as things we have to work hard for and make sacrifices for. But it is exactly that. Because it is through these hardships of remaining faithful to the path with determination that we can actually attract Krishna's mercy. And that's where the real joy is. For a devotee, accepting hardships for the sake of Krishna is joy. And in every age, there's a particular tapasya. In Satyayuga, what was the determination required was tens and thousands of years of living in a completely secluded place, absorbed in meditation. In Treta Yuga, performing very extremely difficult yajnas with absolute precision. And these yajnas sometimes would take years and years to perform. In Dwapara Yuga, worshipping the Lord, the deity, with very, very precision punctuality, with precision purity of mind, purity of words, and purity of action, took a tremendous amount of determination to do any of these things. And if you do it, it's joyful, because you feel Krishna's reciprocation. In Kali Yuga, it's practically impossible for anyone to follow these. Kalera dosanide rajan asti heko mahan guna kirtanat eva krishnasya mukta sangha param rajayit. It's an ocean of faults. People have such stark disqualifications. Our capacity for concentration, for purity, is so compromised in this age. And all around, there's so much greed and so much lust and so much envy and arrogance. And our surroundings affect us. But there's one benediction that simply chanting the holy names one can attain the supreme perfection. Chanting is so simple. And there's no hard and fast rules. Whoever we are, wherever we're coming from, in any place, at any time, we have the opportunity, if we just choose to do so, to access the complete shelter and mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who has descended, Kali Kale Namurupe Krishna Avatar, descended in his name, who is none different than his name. But in this age of Kali, even the simplest process of just moving our tongue around with focused mind on the sound vibration of God's name is very difficult. But actually, it's so easy. It's millions of times easier to do than the process that was required for any other age. So the determination is still there. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he made the process even more joyful. To be among devotees, with song and musical instruments, dancing. It's incredible. Materialistic people, they're not into meditation. You don't see people in the nightclubs meditating. You don't see people in the nightclub doing yajnas. You don't see people in the nightclubs doing puja. But you do see people in nightclubs singing and dancing. Yes? Even the most materialistic people, they have no taste for these other processes. But they all have a great taste for singing and dancing. Yes. You're driving down the street and you hear people with their tape recorders and in their automobiles with this loud music. Yes, and they're singing music with this, and they're usually dancing as far as they can without crashing. So singing and dancing, everyone. Even Ravana, when Hanuman was looking around Sri Lanka, they were singing and dancing. So it's something so easy, so accessible, and so enjoyable to everyone. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it's like at all weddings, people are sitting, singing and dancing, whether it's in the East or the West. People love to go to musical concerts and dance. It's just so natural, even for the most fallen soul. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even with the most beautiful melodies, and there's unlimited melodies we can sing, and most beautiful instruments, mridangas, drums, cymbals, kartals. You could use veena, sitar, violin, harmonium. Last night they were using those keyboards. George Harris had used guitars. Everything everyone likes. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would be dancing and singing with all of his loving friends, family, relations. What could be more joyful than that? But yet, it's an austerity. To concentrate, to focus our mind, that austerity is necessary. Because determination purifies us. Determination makes us strong. Determination helps us to actually find shelter. So no hard and fast rules, but still, there are rules and regulations that are necessary. When we perform our japa, is it really that difficult? Just chanting the sweet, beautiful name of God, worshiping the name, the same name that is the very source of all nectar. Rupa Goswami wrote that beautiful verse that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu adored. I do not know how much nectar the two syllables Krishna have produced. When the name of Krishna dances on my tongue, I desire many tongues. When that name enters my ears, I desire millions and millions of years, and when it enters my heart, it conquers my entire life. That is the sweetness of Krishna's name. All Krishna wants to reveal that infinite sweetness and bring us that highest ecstasy is that we just We just express to him that we are sincere. And our sincerity is at such a minimal level in this age of Kali. Just be humble. Just give up your ulterior motives and express your love for God in whatever you're doing. Follow these regulative principles. No illicit sex, no intoxication, no gambling, no meat eating. These are called regulative principles of freedom. Because when we indulge in these impious acts, we accumulate more and more anartas, or dirt. And as we do that, we lose our attraction for Krishna and for all things in relation to Krishna. So these regulative principles are not meant to punish us. They're meant to liberate us. And they're minimal. You're not supposed to eat meat, fish, or eggs, which is causing violence to others. But how many wonderful forms of prasad is there? So Krishna's just giving us a dynamic, active way of finding great happiness through activities that are pure, through activities that nourish our spiritual needs. And this was Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. He gave so freely, so liberally, the highest perfection. And this is all he's asking for us. Just take the names of Krishna and live a pure life of servitude. But that tapasya or determination is required. If we think that this is just too difficult, it's just too much of an inconvenience, it takes too much time to do these simple little things, are we candidates for the highest perfection? You can go to work, have a family, and just live by these simple principles, which takes a lot of determination, and you get the same result and more as people who left their families, left their homes, went to the Himalayas, sat in a cave and meditated for 60,000 years in fixed attention. You're getting the same result and more. And we're thinking, this is too difficult. If we're grateful, if we have actual grateful hearts, then it's not difficult at all. And even if it is, it doesn't matter. Krishna so much, and we're so grateful, we're willing, eager, and happy to do whatever little he asks in return. If we're in a very, very miserable situation and someone comes to save us and gives us everything and just asks us to reciprocate by saying thank you, is that really, that's all Krishna is asking us to do. By following these principles, by chanting our rounds sincerely, by living, Krishna is willing to give us, compared to what Krishna is willing to forgive us for. All of the activities of bhakti is hardly just saying thank you to Krishna and meaning it. That is our gratitude. Initiation is about gratitude. We can describe this initiation from many different perspectives. But this particular aspect is very important. Srila Prabhupada gave his life. What did he do for us? At the age of 70? 38 days on a cargo ship, seasickness, heart attacks, living in strange lands, in ghettos. He had strokes. He had all sorts of other physical ailments. People were trying to destroy him. People were blaspheming him. Newspapers were saying all horrible things sometimes. Governments were trying to destroy. Even other Vaishnavas were criticizing. Everyone would have liked him if he just stayed in Vrindavan. But what he endured on every level, and all the traveling, very difficult. And heaping up so many thousands of people taking responsibility for their lives, people from all different backgrounds, people who were so unpredictable from different parts of the world, he was taking eternal spiritual responsibility for them. What he did to make Krishna consciousness, pure devotional service, available to the world is incredible. When we take initiation, we should understand that the guru who is representing the parampara, specifically and especially Srila Prabhupada, our founder Acharya, is giving us the entrance into Goloka Vrindavan, the spiritual world. Giving us the opportunity in this lifetime to erase all the sins and all the karmas of all our previous lives. Giving us the opportunity to live in the spiritual world in this very lifetime. To actually follow in the footsteps of Prabhupada and Dhruva and Rupa and Sanatan and Raghunath. To actually be in their association today. To be in the loving circle of Radha and Krishna today. To erase all the sufferings of material existence and give us the ecstasies of love of God. This is what we're being given. And the rules and regulations and the vows we take is not something to punish us. It's just something to open our hearts so that we can receive it. And considering where we're all coming from in this material existence, how grateful we should be that this is what's being given. And when we vow to chant at least 16 rounds, when we vow to follow these regulative principles and live as the servant of the servant of the servant without egoistic, selfish desires, it's just a very, very small, insignificant way of saying thank you from our hearts, showing our gratitude for what we're being given. From the spiritual perspective, it's the minimal token of the expression of our gratitude. Other spiritual organizations that have no such rules or regulations or the most you can get is a little peace of mind and a little better happiness in your material life. But every great spiritual system throughout history teaches without tapasya there can be no real God realization. That tapasya is just a way of saying, thank you. I'm grateful for what's given, and I'm going to do my part so that I could receive it. Krishna doesn't need anything from us. He just wants us to receive his love. And following the principles of bhakti is just opening our hearts and minds to actually receive that love. And to reciprocate in this very simple way to show our love. So it has to be taken seriously. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught Sanatana Goswami that pure devotional service is very rare. And to Rupa Goswami as well. But Srila Prabhupada writes, although it's very rare, it's the most difficult thing to achieve. Because it's the highest of all spiritual liberations. It's millions of times higher than mystic powers, which take lifetimes of austerity to achieve. It's much Srila Prabhupada writes that although Krishna's pure devotional service is very rare, it is the only thing that conquers Krishna. Krishna eternally takes joy in putting himself subordinate to the love of his devotee. So he doesn't give it easy. But for one who is sincere, serious, and has no ulterior motives, Krishna will easily give it. So by living by these principles of pure devotional service, of sadhana bhakti, vaidhi bhakti in the beginning, gradually that evolves into raghunuka bhakti, bhava bhakti, and prema bhakti. But we have to be honest, humble, and real in our service attitude. And if we simply follow this simple path of devotion with sincerity, seriousness, and no ulterior motives, Krishna will give easily the highest of all spiritual perfections. And how do we show that sincerity? By practicing for the purpose of showing our gratitude to Krishna, to Guru, and the Vaishnavas. So when we come forward and take our vows, understand in this simple gesture of gratitude what we are receiving in return. And how much we want to reciprocate by giving our hearts, our souls, our love to Krishna, to Guru, and the Vaishnavas. This is the beautiful gift that Srila Prabhupada has so kindly given us. And we show our gratitude by doing it in a way that makes Prabhupada happy. He wanted us to be humble servants. He wanted us to show our love and gratitude to him by how we cooperate with each other, our God brothers, our God sisters, all other devotees within the movement. And we should be respectful to all living beings. We should never be proud or condescending. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he taught us by his example, and Srila Prabhupada did the same, how kind, compassionate, and respectful they were to everyone. And when we develop this spirit, it will attract so much grace that not only will we taste the nectar of devotion, but we could be instruments to attract so many people in this world to be willing to gratefully receive the gift of bhakti. That is what initiation is about, to gratefully receive and to share this great gift with others.